Nadezhda Mandelstam wrote, "The only good life is one in which there is no need for miracles." I'm not sure quite why that's the epigraph to this poem, but it is. This is about a place in London which I used to pass through at least once a week, all during the period of the banking crisis. This is Aldgate East. There is a tree, a railing, and then the corpse of a bicycle. Beyond it, a shining tower where executives come and go, lights reflecting in their shoes as they ignore the place where stony earth has broken through the paving. We may not believe in Greek gods, but everywhere see their powers at work. The possibility of extreme revelation in an abandoned coach station, standing water full of broken instruments and scraps of paper. There are pockets of ancient superstition around the entrances to the underground railway, signs of an outlived revolution glimpsed in the windows of the public bar, a moment of subtle and absolute transition between the needle and the traffic. To believe in something blatantly untrue, it is necessary to interrogate the history of certainty and doubt, cigarette packs of a half-forgotten brand, and the memory of a flavour that subsists only in boxes of unwritten postcards. Diaries scribbled in indelible pencil, pale and silvery between discolorations, patches of decayed meaning among the ambiguous machinery discarded, perilously tilted over greening rubble slopes. To live in this resculpted place, awaiting the changing lights, deception becomes second nature. Relics concealed in a marble block. The woman, as she crosses the street, has no name in the film of her life.